Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News, track and field events begin today in Paris. The Summer Olympic Games roll into the second weekend. Still more hardware to earn in the pool. This is the historic showdown in the gym. Ended almost as well as the U.S. could have hoped for. Let's go live to Paris, France. ABC News correspondent Ines de la Cotera is with us once again. So, Ines, for the U.S., the women of these games are getting it done. Let's start with that extraordinary gymnastics all around. The U.S. goes gold and bronze as our two former champions in the event square off.
That's right. Yeah, it was a historic night, really. I mean, it was going to be a historic night regardless, considering you had two individual all-around champions facing off in the all-around final, both for Simone Biles and Suni Lee. Simone Biles did win the gold, so that is her ninth medal. She was off to somewhat of a rocky start with the uneven bars. Bit of a shocker there that set her back quite a bit. We should point out that is her worst rotation, but that allowed the Brazilian superstar Rebeca Andrade to pull ahead. They then went on to beam. You know, they all did pretty well there, but it all came down to the floor routine. And I mean, Simone went last, so that really added to the drama. We were all on the edge of our seats, and she really outdid herself. I mean, even for her, this was an incredible routine, moves that only she can do. I think the competition with Andrade was really fun to watch. So the Brazilian athlete was really the only one who had a proper chance of challenging her for the gold here. And there are some saying that it was maybe that competition with Andrade that gave Simone a little something extra last night because she was really on fire. So she won the gold. Suni Lee won the bronze, which was also amazing because she gave the floor performance of a lifetime. She was also sticking her landings and flashing those smiles. She seemed to be having a really fun time with that. She's someone who's also had to overcome quite a few challenges in recent years. So it was really cool to see her winning. And so a gold and a bronze for Team USA in gymnastics like last night, a really beautiful moment when they both walked out after the final scores were announced with the American flag in the middle of the room. Two winners there for Team USA. It was very exciting.
We were watching during the primetime coverage last night. We watched it live, too. You know, it was so fun just watching it all day, basically. But they had they had some more information about the Brazilian, Rebecca. She moved away from home at the age of 9 to pursue these Olympic dreams.
Yeah, she is incredible. She is certainly going to be one to watch going forward. I saw some reporting that she grew up in the slums in Brazil, and so she's had to overcome all these challenges. There was one article saying that her brother had to walk her 2 hours every day from the slum to her gymnastics to give her a chance at this. So she has a really cool story. And so, you know, you look at all three of them, and all three of them have had to overcome so much. I've been watching the Simone Biles documentary on Netflix as well, and it's so inspiring to see, you know, everything all three of them have had to overcome and how amazing they're doing. But yeah, and the competition was really fun. It really was, you know, Simone was favored to win the gold, but it was a tight competition. It was close last night, so that made it all the more exciting.
In the pool, we had Katie Ledecky, now the most decorated American female athlete ever. Does she have anything left?
She does. Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. She's incredible. So she now has 13 Olympic medals. She has 8 gold, wow, 4 silvers, 1 bronze. And in winning a silver in the 4x200-meter freestyle last night, she did become the most decorated female Olympian of all time. She has one more race left, so she swims again in the 800-meter freestyle tomorrow. But yeah, she is an incredible swimmer.
About ready for some track and field. That begins today, mostly prelims, right, in qualifying?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So the whole athletics portion of this is kicking off as swimming winds down. It actually kicked off yesterday with the race walk, which is a really fun event. Highly recommend people go check that out if they don't know what that is. We do have track and field kicking off today. We had Sha'Carri Richardson from Team USA making her long-awaited Olympic debut in round one of the women's 100-meter, which she is favored to win. At the U.S. trials in June, she had a race that made her the fastest woman in the world this year, so she's certainly one to watch. And later today, we'll also have the U.S. men's soccer team playing Morocco in the quarterfinal. That's the first time in 24 years that the U.S. men's soccer team has made it to the quarterfinal.
Ines de la Cotera, live with us from Paris once again. Can't wait to catch up again next week. Thanks, Ines.
Thank you.
Medal count, U.S. leads all nations with 38 medals overall, 9 of them gold, which puts them down just 2 back of the gold medal leader China, who has 11 gold medals. 627 on Wisconsin's Morning News.